Hi, Mayor.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you today?
Doing well. Beautiful morning.
Yes, heading to Fenway Park for home opening day today?
Not me.
I'm very...
the Lincoln Hancock School for a tour.
Oh, way better, actually.
Absolutely.
What's going on at Lincoln Hancock this morning?
The superintendent, assistant superintendent myself, we've been doing tours of all our school buildings, so we're probably about halfway through.
Nice.
Nice to check in with the principals, and we pop into some classrooms here and there, say hello to the kids, and sometimes take some questions. It gives me a real feel for how things are going in each of the buildings, not only physically with the, obviously, any challenges the building may have, but it gives me a chance to say hello to the staff, thank them for what they do, and say hello to the kids.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's great. And I'm sure they come up with some interesting questions for you.
Certainly have over the years.
Never underestimate children. They are wiser than their years. Yes, that's for sure. Can we talk a little bit, Mayor, about some additions to public safety here in Quincy recently, both on the fire and police departments?
Sure. Well, yesterday we promoted Jay Grazioso to the level of sergeant. It's actually unusual to do a single promotion, Joe, but that's just how it worked out on this one, you know. And he's been on the force, I think, about 18 years.
Wow.
Quincy guy and a really good police officer. He's been part of the special operations unit for a number of years, so he'll switch out of that as a sergeant for a period of time. Just a great family. He's got three beautiful young kids, and so happy for him and his family. And, later this month, actually, I think it's next month, we'll be adding some police officers to the role. We've gone through the civil service process of, I think, five, and I think they're all veterans coming off the civil service list. And I think we're in the final stages of that. They'll be sworn in late May so they can start an academy right around the 1st of June. We have to time these things kind of around the academies when they offer seats. So anyway, there's always, you know, big city, big departments, there's always movement. People retiring, people leaving. People coming on, people being promoted, so it's constant change in some ways, which is quite a life.
Seeing as we're on the topic, how's the new public safety complex coming along?
It's coming along very well. I mean, it's very imposing when you come down Coddington Street and see it. It's certainly a whole lot bigger than the old station, which is going to be a good thing for the public and the department. They've been cramped in a stuffy old moldy facility for a long time, and this facility obviously will not only serve it well, but it's going to be a handsome building, which I think is important as we build out a public building. You know, how often do you do a police station, for example, Joe? You know, so you want it to look nice, you want it to be around for 100 years, so you want it to be built quality. You know, I don't think we had that great of record in more recent years on buildings like the addition of the police station or even the construction of the VOTEC or the new City Hall for that matter. Now, some of that is personal taste and subjective, but you know, it's important not only to build something that really reflects the look of Quincy, but also to make sure that it's built in a quality way, so we're not having to go in after 15 years and tinkering with systems that are falling apart because we didn't do it right.
Is it going to be named in honor of anyone, Mayor?
No. Okay. It's, at this point, it would just be the public safety headquarters. Of course, as you know, it's mostly police, the whole operation for the police department, but we'll have the administrative side of our fire department, including fire prevention, the chief's office, administrative deputy, and so forth. And, of course, we're also going to have emergency management. We'll have their presence in that building, which... Yeah. Makes perfect sense because they have to coordinate together on any incident, so it works out very well. We're state of the art. We have all the right technology and serve the people well for a long, long time.
Yeah. Speaking of incidents, did you feel the earthquake here in Quincy?
Yeah, I was kind of bummed out. I didn't feel it.
You know, I had to call Fire Chief Joe Jackson and ask him something I never thought I'd have to ask him. Was there any problems in Quincy, Chief, from the earthquake?
Did you feel it, Joe?
I did feel it, actually, here at the library, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like being on our rocking boat. That's how I experienced it, anyway.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. But, there was no reports of any problems here.
No, not in Quincy for that one.
So, although I do recall when Old City Hall was redone, that had to be taken into account, didn't it? Earthquake measures.
Yes, they call it seismic protection. Yeah. So, yes, indeed. In fact, you know, that old building was a handsome building, but as the one of the engineers said, if we had even a smart earthquake, that building would have been condemned immediately because it just didn't have any supports on the corners of the building. So.
Right. Mayor, can we talk about the new Quincy Electricity Program that's being unveiled later this month?
Yeah, sure. So a state law, I'm not sure when it passed, Joe, but a law that allows cities or towns to do what they call aggregation, and that is for the city as a whole to take everybody's electric bills and put them to one location. It doesn't change the billing process, as I understand it, with National Grid, but changes the source. Mm-hmm. But the goal is, and what the reality is that it will lower people's bills by doing this. Now, people have the option to opt out if they don't want to be part of it, but I think it's a great, great way to save some people a few bucks. Certainly, as we've seen, the electric bills go up and up and up, particularly during the winter months. So, so we negotiate. Obviously, so where we buy the electricity, National Grid still is the company that transmits the power to the homes, mm-hmm. so that bill stays the same, but it's the actual purchasing of the power that people will save on by doing this.
Right. There will be a community meeting at the Kennedy Center April 23rd at 6 p.m., and I know there's a chart that's already being published, and are letters going out to ratepayers?
Yes, there's a whole... PR process that's going on the next few weeks.
Okay.
It will notify everybody. But it's a great opportunity for people to save some money, so why not?
Yeah, it's not new. It's 170 cities and towns across the state. I know Boston's had it for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And here in Quincy, you'll still call National Grid for like power outages or wires down, things like that. Yeah.
All right.
Very good. Any update on the DeChrist Fowler Early Learning Center, Mayor, we talk about?
No, I know that the superintendent's team are planning out the summer program and the September kickoff, really, of a full school year. And that includes, you know, hiring some new people and putting people in the right places, things that we don't think about, like, you know, the building's going to need custodians and a security person, and in addition to the teachers, the paras, and I know that they're looking at a nurse or two for the building. So, you know, all of that stuff is being handled right now so that we'll be in play for the summertime programming. And then we'll move everything out of Delegiazer for the summer into this new, beautiful, state-of-the-art DeChrist Fowler Center. And then, as I said, September will be full bore and full steam ahead for a full school year for a lot of Quincy youngsters that today have to be bust off to different places around the state. So it's being well received, I know, from families.
And then what's the future of the Delachiesa Center?
Well, the school committee will make that assessment. The building needs some attention, needs some work. So we'll deal with that. I know the mechanical systems in that building are having some challenges. So we got to get that squared away. And then we'll have those discussions. I know that, you know, Lincoln Hancock's pretty full, and there's always the you know, we added the full-day kindergarten years ago, for example, Joe. It's made it very difficult for space in the building. So, you know, when state officials talk about federal officials, you know, free pre-K, I don't know where we're going to put them, honestly. That's the buildings are pretty full. And that's not only because of the amount of students, but it's also because the changes in the learning environment and the needs. You know, for example, you know, we have these math interventionists, reading interventionists. You have special needs programs over here, over there. So there's more educational space required per student today than when I was in school, and with 35 of us in the classroom, and you learned or you didn't, and you moved on to the next class.
That's very,
you know?
True, yeah.
It's very different now. So that creates some challenges system-wide. So I know we'll be looking at things system-wide, whether it becomes an adjunct to Lincoln Hancock, whether it becomes a full early childhood education center, does it become a full-time kindergarten facility where we're able to take some pressure off of either Lincoln Hancock or Clifford Marshall, for that matter. Mm-hmm. So You know, it remains to be seen. The superintendent, I'm sure, will have some good thoughts on how to proceed.
Okay, but it will remain part of the school district in some form.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. The need is there for space, for sure.
The City Council Finance Committee last night, Mayor, did approve the two capital improvement plan bond requests, $20 million and $4 million. Any specific projects that stick out in your mind in those packages?
It actually touches a lot of buildings,
yeah.
Certainly. And sounds like a lot of money, and it is. But again, as I said here repeatedly over the years, Joe, it's, you know, we've got a lot of municipal buildings, and they need attention. They need work. And, you know, some of it is, you know, not just superficial stuff that you see when you drive by, whether it's new windows or a new door, but there's so many pieces to each and every building. And over the years, Paul Hines and his team have done remarkable work. And, you know, you get into a project, you find asbestos, you're going to deal with that, mitigate it. You know, we have ADA issues in our schools we try to deal with. There's just updating needed. For example, I know there's money there to study the North Lindsay High and Atlantic Middle School auditoriums. They're the two oldest in the city and kind of don't meet today's challenges. The North Lindsay Auditorium is, even for a short guy like me, your knees are right up against that chair in front of you. I don't know how some folks do it that are over 6 foot, you know. But, you know, we did Broad Meadows over recently. We've got the new middle schools online. And, you know, it's time for updating. I don't mean to just specially point those out, but there's a lot of pieces in these bonds that, you know, including equipment and that is needed to keep things going and around the city and for our departments. There's some park money in there, of course, using some hotel tax money. And we're purchasing a car wash that is being sold down by the shipyard by Hanlon and McNeil Fields, little soccer fields there. And that will help provide some additional space there and some parking there. That part of our city's been built up more, so, you know, to provide some more green space on some of those areas, I think it's the right thing to do. It creates that balance. So there's a lot of pieces to it, but I'm glad the council moved on it and acted on it, Finance Committee last night. Appreciate their support.
Very good. Always good to talk to you, Mayor. Appreciate your time, and enjoy this beautiful sunshine.
I hope you can get out of the studio to enjoy the beautiful sunshine.
What's that?
I hope you can get out of the studio to enjoy the sun, Joe.
I certainly hope to head up to the roof, I think. I wanted to join all the eclipse watchers out on the front lawn yesterday. There must have been a couple of hundred of them.
Oh, in front of City Hall as well. They were all over the place.
Yes. Nice the weather cooperated for that. Enjoy your visit with the students this morning, Mayor.
Thank you, Joe. Bye now.